The Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, carrier pigeon, smoke signals, however you do it, put odds on it. And you'll be calling in on the HRNP listener line. Just reminding you of that as well.
Thank you.
Which
sometimes I need reminding.
I always need reminding. But I've gotten much better about that. Have I not, John?
Yes, you have.
Have I not improved my HRNP listener line game?
I'm generally not good at it.
Well, it's,
but I've accepted it, and I'm not usually asked to do it.
Yeah, you don't have to do that stuff, so that's okay. 713-780 ESPN 713-780-3776. When you guys were still in the 2 p.m. slot, who was on before you? I can't remember. Hashtag weed deflects memory.
When we went noon to 2?
Deflects memory. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was Colin, right? Colin Cowherd, yeah. Yeah. And now Barry and Joel are the opening act. So
God, what a drop off. I mean, my God.
All right. I like those guys. I like all the guys on our station. You know, they're not as good as us, but that's okay.
Right.
They do a good job.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They don't have to be as good as us.
No. We don't want them to be as good as us. That would
be bothersome.
Yeah. Let's go to that HRNP listener line and go with Tamara. What's up? Hello.
Tamara?
Yes, I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm a first-time caller. I'm from Houston, Texas, and I'm a diehard Steelers fan.
Okay.
And I would love to know what you guys think about the deal that Harrison signed today, since he'll be turning 40 and still playing for the Steelers in 2 years.
Yeah, man, that's we don't know that he'll be playing for the Steelers in 2 years, by the way.
Yeah, the way it's set up, it'd be easy to cut him in the second year.
Right, but honestly, he's a guy who he played well for them last year. That's a team that doesn't really have the depth on the defensive side to just say, oh, we don't need him anymore. I mean, he's old, but he's still playing all right. I don't have much of a problem with it.
No, and I think you just have to use him right. A32 says it was Russillo and Cannell. Cowherd used to be on 9 to noon. He asked when we were on noon to 2.
Right.
Yeah, not... We knew that it was Russillo and those guys before.
We used to cover up Russillo and Cannell.
Yeah. So. 713-780-ESPN.
But thank you for inaccurately remembering our radio careers.
Brian. I don't know what are the odds Wednesday. What's up, Brian?
Hey, sports guys.
Hey, sports to you, man.
Hey, what are the odds the Giants pick up Adrian Peterson, and do you think he still has anything left in the tank?
I mean, I'm not going to say Adrian Peterson can't play until Adrian Peterson retires or just looks like total crap. If Adrian Peterson's healthy, I think the guy can play. Now, how healthy can he stay? I don't know.
And at what level can he play?
Yeah.
He's not going to be the Adrian Peterson that was rushing for 2,000 yards. But it does seem like it's the Giants. The Giants are the team who keep coming up with him.
And yeah.
If you can get him at an affordable rate, I'd take a chance on the guy from the Giants. They could use him. And back to her Steelers question, I think they need to try to go all in to boost that defense a little bit. And so signing a guy like Harrison helps. But if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm out there trying to add something on that side of the ball, because that's, I think that's the only thing that's holding them back from getting by the Patriots, if they're healthy on offense.
Yeah.
So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in.
They're making big moves, though. I mean, between giving Antonio Brown the big dough and franchising Le'Veon Bell, I mean, they're taking care of the guys that they need to take care of. So that's a good sign for that team.
Yeah, and they tend to do a good job of keeping their core together. And I think, again, offensively, they're there. They just need a little help on the other side of the ball, and they got to keep Ben healthy.
Yep.
So Fox did five potential free agent targets for your Texans.
Okay.
And I'm going to bounce them off you and see what you think.
I would love
and
to.
And keeping
hear.
In mind now that the cap is going to be $167 million, so it's going to be $12 million more than what it was.
Okay.
And I think that they're going to be able to restructure some things, and they might be able to sign somebody. Number five, they have wide receiver Adam Thielen from the Vikings as basically as a interior receiver. I kind of think you already have Braxton Miller for that role.
Yeah, I feel like you've drafted. I don't want the Texans investing anything in receiver until they figure out which one of these guys they've drafted can play.
Right. So I would have him scratched off my list.
I'm with you.
Number four, nose tackle Brandon Williams of the Ravens, mainly because Will Fork's going to retire. I don't really think you need to invest there. I think DJ Reader is...
Yeah, I feel okay with that, too.
I'm going to scratch him off the list. Number three, Ricky Wagner of the Ravens. Ooh. Right tackle.
Ricky Wagner's about to get paid.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he'll get paid by the Ravens. I don't know that the Texans can come up with that kind of dough that he's going to take. He's going to be well paid.
Well,
but he would be a big upgrade.
Yeah.
Over what Derek Newton gave you last year.
Well, Derek Newton hardly played last year, and there's talk that he may not play in 2017 either, so you've got to make a move there.
And Ricky Wagner is a good, young tackle. I like that kid a lot.
27 years old. I would invest in that, and there's some ways they can do it with the cap, but we'll get to that later. Number two, Ronald Leary of the Cowboys.
You know, that's another good one. I'd be surprised if the Cowboys were going to let him walk, because he filled in at times for them, and he's not one of their, five studs that everybody talks about, but he was their swing interior guy, and I think obviously he would start here, but I think that's a good name to go after. I don't think he would be super expensive, and I think he'd be a big help to this team.
Those guys would be one and two on my list.
If they could get one of those two guys, I'd be over the moon, but especially Wagner. Wagner, right, to me, would be a game changer.
And number one, their own guy, A.J. Bouye, who, this might not be popular, I'd be prepared to let him walk. I'm not going to pay him.
I'm with you, man.
I'm not going to pay him that kind of money off one season.
I know he's young, but, that's a super deep group you've got there at cornerback. I mean, if you want to, maybe you want to throw a franchise tag on him, okay, see what he can do for another year, but giving that dude like long-term money, no thanks. Would you consider that, putting the franchise tag on?
No.
Not even that, huh?
No. I think let him walk, get the compensatory draft pick.
Yeah.
You've got enough help back there.
You'd probably get a third-round pick for that guy.
Yeah, you would. Because
it's not bad.
Yeah, he's going to get paid. So 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. What are the odds the Texans will get Colin Kaepernick?
Oh, God, I hope not. Don't get me started. I mean, that would be I won't say it would be a downgrade.
it wouldn't be an upgrade, though.
It wouldn't be much of an upgrade. and honestly, just knowing what, and I don't believe in, and we've sort of, I think by now we've debunked the whole Bill O'Brien's a quarterback whisperer thing, but Bill O'Brien does have a certain type of quarterback that he prefers, And it's not the type of quarterback that Colin Kaepernick is.
Yeah, he likes guys who stay in the pocket and throw interceptions as opposed to get out of the pocket and throw interceptions.
That's what he prefers. Yeah, he's not looking for guys who get outside the pocket and then fumble the ball or something like that. That's not what he's looking for. All right, I'm going to tell you guys about Raising Cane's and the best chicken finger meals made from the freshest ingredients. That's what they're serving up hot in their kitchens at Raising Cane's. You know, these are marinated for 24 hours, hand-battered when you order. It makes a difference. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. This is what you're going to find at Raising Cane's. They do one thing, and they do it better than anyone else. The best chicken finger meals. They've got the great sides, the crinkle cut fries, the amazing sauce that everyone raves about, maybe as much as the chicken fingers. And they can do the tailgates. They're perfect for any event. You got 25 to 100 fingers you're going to need. They'll have them ready several minutes after you order. You don't have to call ahead. This is great stuff, and they've also got some great active community involvement, and they're committed to being an active community partner in every market that they serve. They've got 305 restaurants, 24 of them here in Houston, but they focus their efforts on education, feeding the hungry, business development. I mean, they're doing really good things for the community besides giving us fantastic chicken fingers. If you haven't been to a Raising Cane's, check them out. Raising Cane's, 24 locations now in the Houston area. Raising Cane's, one love.
Drove to the pad and hit the showers. Didn't even get no static.
Well, hello!
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And people not really happy about letting A.J. Bouye walk.
Everybody would love to keep all the good players. That'd be awesome. That's just not the way it works in the NFL.
Yeah, and do you pay this guy like a top five corner in the league off of one season?
And
I don't.
I don't either.
Especially when you've got depth there. And 832 said made the mistake of letting Glover Quinn go. Yeah, they also made the mistake of re-signing an awful lot of guys that didn't work out to long-term deals. Now, and you've got other stuff you need to do. You need to figure out what you're going to do with DeAndre Hopkins. Dwayne Brown, you could probably sign him to an extension that would help you a little bit because he get a lesser cap hit this year. Jonathan Joseph, you could probably renegotiate with, and then you'd have some cap room to maneuver and go after some of these guys who might help you on the offensive line. I think that's your bigger issue. And you also have
and Glover Quinn wasn't going to demand top five cornerback. Those are totally different examples. Glover Quinn is a guy that, yeah, they probably let him get away. That's a bummer. They could have kept him. They should have kept him because he would have been a relative value. If you pay A.J. Bouye the money that he's about to get paid, there's no way he's going to be a value. There's no contribution he can make that you'd say, you know what, we got the better end of that deal.
Right. Derek asked, is letting Bouye walk the same as letting Brandon Brooks walk a couple years ago? Yeah, pretty much, yeah, because again, for what you could replace him with, you didn't want to overpay. And now, that's an area where they needed players. The secondary, I think they're fine.
It's your deepest spot on the field.
And if you can just get another pass rusher in there, maybe bring back Simon, then that makes those guys better. And I'd rather they invest a decent number to keep a guy like Quentin Demps than a huge number to keep A.J. Bouye.
Yeah.
Especially since they've done a pretty good job of finding guys like that. That's one strength of this front office.
Just by Kevin Johnson becoming healthy, you're adding to that position by default.
You're essentially replacing him with Kevin Johnson.
And I wouldn't hate him if they used a draft pick on a cornerback again. I think that would be wise if they let Bouye walk.
Yeah.
But it's no longer going to be like this super pressing thing that, you know, I don't think it's a huge deal. I think he's a good player, but I just think, keeping him would hamstring you on basically keeping anyone else.
And if you let him walk and you do some of those contract restructurings, you get one of those offensive linemen we talked about, and you draft a corner, then you've fixed everything except for your big problem, which you're going to have to find another way to deal with that.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Let's try Corey. What's up, Corey?
Hey, guys. Sports you. I want to say, what are the odds that the Texans give either Johnny Manziel or Jamal Charles a try?
0% on Manziel.
Probably about 0% on Jamal Charles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a position they're invested in already.
It's kind of a shame that the Chiefs cut ties with Charles, but it's same thing. Running backs, it's so hard for him to stay healthy over the long haul.
And Jamal Charles hasn't been able to.
I think somebody will pay him a lot more than the Texans would be willing to, because they've already invested in Lamar Miller. And again, it's another one of those guys. It's like Tony Romo. It sounds sexy, but how much has he played?
Not a lot.
And how much will he help you if he's in the trainer's tub? Especially at this stage of his career, and he's had a lot of bad injuries, and running backs take a beating, man.
Yeah.
That's such a tough position. I don't think people talk about that enough, because not only are they getting hit every time they touch the ball, most of the time they're getting hit because they're blocking too. And they're blocking linebackers who are coming at full speed when they're pass blocking. I mean, it's a brutal position. And, you know, when you get beat up, that's. Oh, well. 832 says, why not let Jonathan Joseph go and sign Bouye? I think you're going to have to overpay Bouye. What Joseph's getting paid for right now is...
I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that. I would say that's the other option.
Yeah.
But just understand that you're going to have to let that guy go. And Jonathan Joseph has been what he is for a while. He's a solid guy. He's been a solid guy in this league for years and years. And A.J. Bouye has been a good player in the league for 1 year. One. So if you cut Jonathan Joseph and sign A.J. Bouye, and it turns out A.J. Bouye was a one-hit wonder, you're going to feel foolish, because you had a guy that you knew was – I mean, is the upside of Jonathan Joseph what A.J. Bouye's is at this point? No. But the floor for Jonathan Joseph seems lower than what it is for A.J. Bouye.
Especially at the price.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, I'd be happy to take your phone calls. I guess we'll know pretty soon what's going to happen with Romo in that situation. To me, the bringing another quarterback somehow is priority number one. But I do think you can solve some of these other problems. Man, I like the idea of signing one of those offensive linemen in free agency.
Yeah.
I think you have to go out and find a right tackle somehow, especially if you have questions about Newton next year.
Which you should.
And Chris Clark's fine as your swing tackle, but you don't want him starting.
No.
You want him spot starting when somebody misses a game here and there or filling in for a few plays. If he's your starting tackle, then your offensive line's not going to be very good. So, Josh says, does it seem like players always play better in a contract year?
Of course.
Yeah, of course they do. And that's another thing. What's going to happen when this guy gets paid? Is he going to be the same player? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm just not willing to make that kind of a gamble to figure out if he's real or not. I would say, listen, man, we wish you the best. You're a great player. I think you're going to do good things in this league. It just won't be here.
Yeah, I'd rather we've
got too many other issues that we've got to worry about.
I would rather someone else make that mistake.
Yeah.
Of giving him a big contract, because however much you pay for the guy, you're not going to get that kind of production out of him, I don't think. And then you're going to wind up cutting him in a couple of years. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. So I wanted to get one gratuitous minute of baseball in.
Okay.
get your opinion on this. One of the sites I go to ranked the top 10 shortstops in baseball.
Okay.
And I'd just be curious, on the surface, where you think Carlos Correa would fall on that list. And I'll give you a hint here. There's a guy you've been touting for a couple of years now that's ahead of him.
Okay. I would say I would put him probably behind. Man, this is tough. I don't think I'm putting him behind like a Tulowitzki anymore.
No, he's third on the list.
Tulo's third?
No, Correa's third.
Correa's third?
So there's two guys I have listed ahead of him.
Corey Sager's probably one of them.
Corey Sager is number two on the list.
Francisco Lindor?
Lindor is number one on the list.
Okay.
That's a guy you've been on forever.
Defensive stud.
Just for sake of discussion, Brandon Crawford is fourth. Xander Bogaerts is fifth. Addison Russell, sixth. Gene Segura, seventh. Trey Turner, eighth.
I like Trey Turner. That dude's fast.
Andrelton Simmons is ninth. And Diaz of the Cardinals is 10th. No Tulo on the list.
Wow.
He's not. He's probably not in there anymore.
Times have changed.
I don't think it's unfair to have him third on this list. That's pretty damn good.
No, that's pretty good. That's very solid.
He didn't have a great season last year.
He was solid.
But he was solid. And he didn't drive in 96 runs. He's going to get better, too.
And this is the Lindor and Correa argument. I think Corey Sager is number one, and it's not really it's not a discussion right now. I mean, he was the unanimous rookie of the year. He was like top three or four in the MVP voting. I mean, he had a freakishly good year. And he's a solid defender. With Lindor and Correa, you've got two guys who came. They started at the same time. They were 1-2 in Rookie of the Year. And I would say Lindor, the questions were going to be, how much can Lindor improve offensively? Because Lindor defensively is as good as it gets.
Right.
And he had a much better offensive season year two than he did year one. And I think that puts him ahead of Correa, who, I mean, it's not like Correa's a bad defensive shortstop. I don't think he is. He's just not. I mean, Lindor's a freak.
Right.
And he's hitting enough now that you could argue that he's ahead of Correa right now. Correa, you also like you look at him and you say, well, this is a guy who eventually is going to put it together, hit home runs. You know, he's going to be a power bat, where Lindor will never be that. But I think he could stick around being like a 300 type hitter. And I don't know exactly the numbers, but I know he was over 300 last year, and Correa was like 275.
Right.
So that's a 25 point gap in batting average. And a pretty big gap defensively. I think it makes sense that you take Lindor over Correa.
Squeeze in one more call here before we go to break. Kevin.
How you guys doing?
Hey, now.
How we doing, guys?
We're doing sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah.
So I hear you guys are talking about a good man, Boye. So I wanted to throw in a comment. So I'll let you know when you're ready to hear it.
Okay, now's a good time.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I feel like you should pay for a top five corner if he is in Pro Football Ranking. He's number one. He's got the number one defense. You see what happened to the Panthers, and they don't play their guys, and then their offense didn't show up either. And Julio Jones, for them, for NFL high, with 300 yards? I mean, you make that slip, and then Jonathan Joseph gets hurt, and then, you know, you're looking at another 300-yard receiver. So...
Well, I mean, listen, the Panthers also, they were not as deep at the position as the Texans were. And, you know, when you think about what were the Redskins, think about what the Redskins were when they signed Josh Norman. Were they markedly better defensively? Not really. I mean, so I don't know that the two guys relate. And as good as AJ Bouye was this year, he's not what Josh Norman was 2 years ago.
No, and he's going to get paid like that.
And he's going to get that money. And I don't see it.
And honestly, I don't know if he'll be as good next year. He's also, he's really slight in his upper body.
Well, and also consider what you've invested in that position.
Right.
I mean, Jonathan Joseph was one of the bigger free agent signings the Texans have ever had. You spent first-round picks on Kevin Johnson. You spent a first-round pick on Kareem and then re-signed him. I mean, you've invested heavily at that position. Are you just not going to worry about anything else?
Yeah, see,
that doesn't make sense to me.
No, that's the thing. It's whenever you invest in a certain position, you've got to be shorter somewhere else. I'd rather they invest in the offensive line.
And here's the other thing I would consider when you say you want A.J. Boye. One day in the near future, it's going to come time for the Texans to sit down at the table with Jadeveon Clowney and say, hey, can we keep you or not? And if you're paying A.J. Boye a bunch of money, that makes it that much more difficult. And as good as A.J. Boye is, Jadeveon Clowney is more valuable to this team. He's a better – and not only is he more valuable to this team, he's a better player.
Yeah. And I look at what the Texans have been able to find. Been pretty good at getting cheap guys in the secondary who fill roles.
Yeah. They did it with this guy named A.J. Boye.
Yeah. Exactly.
We'll find another one of those.
I'm sure you can. All right. We have to go to break here.
This is my favorite part. When like you said, people will be upset that Carlos Correa is not the best shortstop in the whole wide world. Easy to forget, Correa is only 22 years old. Plenty of time to become a number one player. Easy to forget, Corey Sager, also 22 years old. And already a number one player. He's already a stud.
And Francisco Lindor's 23.
Yeah, it's Francisco Lindor's not an old man. I mean, there's those three guys at the top. I mean,
we're going to be arguing about them for the next 10 years.
We will. And you know what? They're all fantastic. And if you've got the third best shortstop in the league, that's pretty cool. I mean, and I honestly, depending on how the season goes, he might be better than Lindor next year. And like I said, he was banged up this last year. His power bat eventually could make him a sexier player. But between those three guys, I don't think you can go wrong with any of them. All right, guys, you know what you can't go wrong with? UConn women's basketball. That's right. I mean, they are an unstoppable force. They're on a 100 consecutive game win streak. They're seeking their fifth straight NCAA championship. And Coach Gino Auriemma, a Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame inductee, is a five-time National Coach of the Year. Six undefeated national championship seasons and three gold medals. I mean, he is the John Wooden of women's hoops. And what they're doing on HBO right now is they're doing a series called UConn, The March to Madness. And it's a series it's an unscripted documentary. It's going to follow what's going on with the team off the court, what's happening at practice, and as they go for they continue to chase history. UConn March to Madness debuts tonight at 10 p.m. with a special hour-long edition, followed by half-hour episodes every subsequent Wednesday. HBO Sports presents an unscripted documentary series chronicling the 2016-17 season of the University of Connecticut Women's Huskies basketball team, pursuing their fifth consecutive national championship. Don't miss it. UConn, The March to Madness, Wednesdays at 10 p.m., starting tonight, and that's only on HBO.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hey, still time to win that Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and t-shirt. Just tweet your superhero or super villain to Degenerates975. John, have we got some good ones? Or?
Yeah, we got a couple. Robert Parker says, Colin Kaepernick, he reminds me of Vertigo Comics villain Codpiece because he acted like one all year. That's the best one so far.
That's a good one.
Durant, Michael says Durant as a Mr. Glass. No one cheers for a villain. And we got a couple of people tweeting us pictures of Wonder Woman and Batman.
Doing nasty things to each other?
No, oh, no. Okay.
Just curious.
Not in coitus?
No, Ben Affleck sitting on a throne and Wonder Woman doing her little thing with her bracelets.
I thought maybe it was like what we saw yesterday or 2 days ago.
No.
No, please don't bring that up again.
I just got that out of my head.
Yeah, exactly.
I explained to Barry and Nick today what we were shown.
Uh-huh.
And that's why I tweeted you. I was like, hey, Barry wants to
Barry
see
wants
this.
To see yeah. it. He yeah. was interested? Okay.
Yeah, he called me an a-hole.
I'll forward
yeah.
it to him.
Oh, yeah. It's just, it's like watching a cow being milked. It just, I don't know. Regardless, just tweet at Degenerates975 if you have one that you think could beat that. And tag Bedrock City Comics on it. John will pick it at the end of the show. $25 Bedrock City Comic Company gift card and t-shirt. Mont, with a pretty good point. I get what you're saying about Clowny, but remember, we will be losing 6'8 giraffe money. Yeah, although I'm guessing you're going to have to pay another quarterback
yeah,
there.
Unless you want another Brian Hoyer, you know, yeah. bargain basement quarterback.
At some point, whether it is a you know, the back end of a Tony Romo deal or whether you've traded for one of these guys and they turn out to be good, yeah, that's I would assume at some point that money will just go to a guy who another quarterback. Joshua, what are the odds Revis has a solid season or that he's an overpaid bust? I kind of think Darrell Revis is pretty much done. I could be wrong, but I sure wouldn't be paying him a hell of a lot of money.
No.
And 832 with a good point. People need to realize it's okay to have the third best shortstop when you have probably the number one second baseman. I had that yeah. list last week of second baseman, and we never got around to it, but yes.
He's got to be number one.
Yeah, he was number one. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
If you got the best second baseman in the league and a top three shortstop. Don't quite know what you're going to be at the other positions yet, but
no.
There's potential there.
There's potential.
And that's a good place to be, strong up the middle.
I think they're respectable around the rest of their lineup.
Yeah, well, I think their lineup's going to be really good.
I think that I think they've got a solid bullpen. I think that you've got...
I think Giles will have a better year this year, and I like Harris and Gregerson in setup roles, so you have a chance to be pretty good back there. And I'm just concerned about the starting pitching.
You think Beltran's going to be left field most of the year, or what are they doing?
Probably DH him, won't they?
I guess. And is Gattis not an everyday player?
I think Gattis, he probably...
So your backup catcher?
He plays more left field.
That's a lot of money yeah. for...
I guess, but Beltran can still play outfield.
Yeah, yeah, but he
especially in that left field.
He hasn't played left field in 17 years.
Yeah, but that's I guess that's where you put him. Because obviously, unless you put Springer in center, put Beltran in right.
I don't think Beltran can play right field in that park.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still got a pretty good arm, but yeah, I think
left is where you hide your, and not to say that Beltran's a bad defensive outfielder at this point.
But he is 39 years old.
He's an old man now. I think that's where you would hide him.
Theoretically.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-3776 on a One of the Odds Wednesday. The Aggies are starting their spring drills this week, which I'm sure you'll be hearing about on our station. And, man, I didn't really realize it. How much they've lost from last year, besides Miles Garrett. But they're going to have to replace both defensive ends. Quarterback, who knows? We've got redshirt freshman Nick Starkle, true freshman Kellen Mond, and senior Jake Hubenak, who we've been hearing about forever.
Yeah. He's a senior now. Yeah. We've heard about him for 5 years.
No, we've heard about him for 17 years. Yeah. He's a 17th-year senior. But that's going to be kind of an interesting quarterback battle there.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
That's a position that they haven't been able to settle for a while.
Not since
John Football.
Yeah.
Because everybody else has been like, oh, I'll be here for a year. Or, I mean, it's been sort of a rotating door, which is strange. But I think Kevin Sumlin's had a hard time balancing or juggling, I guess, his quarterback recruits. And then for whatever reason, they seem to keep getting pissed off and leaving.
Well,
including the guy who blocked me on Twitter. I don't even know where he's at now.
I think he went to Oklahoma. The short guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he traded spots with, what's her name? What's his name? Trevor Knight.
Trevor Knight.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So is he actually playing at Oklahoma? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, obviously not. Because
Baker Mayfield, when
they've
he's
got
not
a guy who's got great like cop evading speed there right now.
Well, this Kellen Mond was a 5-star recruit. He's supposed to be really good, but we'll see. Just be interesting because 8-5 last year, 8-5 the year before that.
Yep,
8-5 the year before that. All right,
says looking at the depth chart for OU football. It just goes too deep, but it's got Baker Mayfield and freshman Austin Kendall. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Texter says Giles gave up a home run in his first at bat in spring training.
I don't care about spring training stats.
Spring training stats are absolutely meaningless. For a million reasons. 713-780-ESPN is your number. All right, guys, if you're looking for something to do, we got you covered. It's coming. The 2017 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. Tickets are on sale starting at just $18. We've got $10 value Wednesdays. They're available at rodeohouston.com or axs.com/rodeohouston. And if you have never been, if you're new to Houston, this is something you have to do. This is the quintessential Houston event. Championship rodeo action and superstar concerts, but it's a lot more than that. They've got the carnival, unique food and shopping, activities for the kids, new educational exhibits, and so much more. So it's a great place to take the kids. It's a great place to go on a date and just go out and party and have fun. And you get a chance to see some great bands, like country favorites like Florida Georgia Line, Dierks Bentley, Zach Brown Band, or newly announced Demi Lovato. You can go see Demi Lovato. You can see Blink 182, the Chainsmokers, and catch rodeo action at the same time, all for the affordable price, man. Tickets on sale starting at $18, $10 on value Wednesday. Go check it out. There's so many things for everybody at the rodeo. RodeoHouston.com for more information. That's RodeoHouston.com.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all my people's in the struggle, you know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience. With our on-demand podcast, just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Also, Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis at 7 o'clock. Again, much people asking why we were off yesterday. Well, basically, A&M basketball was going to come on at 5:30 anyway, so it was going to be an hour-and-a-half show. And we just decided to – they owe us a couple of days from when we've worked holidays, so we just decided to be a good time to not come in. Not a whole hell of a lot happening yesterday.
No.
And also getting a, is there still a promo code for my bookie? Yes, Fred50, if you want to sign up. You're all good. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Man, I had four candidates for Gem of the Day, but we'll have to get to the others because they're all good stories. But this one, somebody tweeted me earlier today. We go to Butte, Montana,
Butte,
where Clinton Todd Sproles, who looks like a Clinton Todd Sproles, has been charged in Butte with a DUI. He's 54 years old. They arrested him just after 11 p.m. on Saturday on suspicion of driving drunk. And what makes this special, a DUI in Butte, Montana? It's his 23rd.
Oh, boy. That's a worker.
He apparently told police he had 22 previous DUI arrests.
He had to tell them? They should. I feel like they would know.
They basically went back and found. His most recent was sentenced for a felony DUI in 2008. And he spent 240 months in the Montana State Prison. But apparently he has convictions in Montana. Many of his previous convictions were in Oklahoma. Apparently in Montana, DUI charges are misdemeanors until the fourth conviction, at which point it becomes a felony.
Mm.
He has gone well past that.
Yeah.
23. I don't think you're getting the message, buddy.
No.
That's got to be a record. I can't imagine anyone having more than 23.
I feel like you just wouldn't be allowed to get a license after like 15.
Well, frankly, you shouldn't be allowed to get a license if you get five of them.
How about just get a bicycle?
You imagine going around Butte, Montana this time of year on a bicycle?
Well, I don't know. How about get an Uber account? It's got to be cheaper than paying DUI fees, right?
You would think.
How about don't leave your house?
That's a good one, too.
That's what I would do. After like DUI number 10, I just wouldn't leave the house.
Probably not. Well, you're probably not leaving jail for a while either. That's happening. Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Squeeze on a couple of quick phone calls, and then we'll get to some of these other stories that didn't quite make Gem of the Day, but were pretty good. Robert, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sir.
Hey, sports.
Yeah, I heard you talking about Beltran.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, you know, when Mickey Mantle got too old, you know, played the outfield, they moved him to first base. And, you know, when most of your baseball players and the outfielders get too old, they move them to first base. What about moving him to first base?
I guess that's a possibility, too. But then you don't really have a place for Gurriel. I mean, they're doing a lot of shuffling around. I mean, they almost brought in too many guys for the lineup and just totally ignored the pitching staff.
Well, and that's the big concern I have with them. They need another starter. I'm sure that they can pick one up at some point during the season. But that has me really concerned that they missed out on all those guys that they were going after. 281 says, so my daughter, who is 6, loves you guys. You got 6-year-olds listening? Said, I want to call them just so we can tell each other sports when they answer the phone. She also sings to the gym song. Well, sports to you, young lady. So I don't know, how the hell do you even get pulled over 23 times?
I don't know.
You know how many times he must have been driving drunk if he got caught 23 times? That's probably about 1% of the times he actually did it. Let's squeeze on one more real quick. James. What's up?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
My wife surprised me with some tickets on Sunday to Florida. We went down and watched the Mets and the Astros at Port St. Lucie and then went and opened the ballpark yesterday. And it was amazing. The new stadium down there is fantastic. I don't know if any of your listeners have been to a spring training game, but you're right on top of the players. I mean, it's really almost like watching a Little League game. Saw Beltran hit a home run, his first at bat, first home run in the ballpark. It was just an amazing time. And to answer your question, I think they're going to have Nori Aoki in left field and platoon him and Beltran in left field and DH Beltran. So that's kind of where I think that with that. But thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. Sure. I mean, that's a possibility that Beltran sees most of his time at DH, but then you're basically saying Evan Gattis is our backup catcher. And they paid Evan Gattis a lot of money.
It's also... These things tend to sort themselves out, too.
All it takes is one injury, and then everything sort of settles into place. But, I mean, as it stands right now, I guess that's my best guess. I know everyone loved the Josh Reddick signing.
Yeah.
I would have been okay without that.
Right.
And then just had Aoki play right field and Beltran in left field. But, yeah, I guess Gattis seems to be the odd man out.
Sid Bream says, say what you want about that guy, but that dude is definitely no quitter, the DUI guy.
No.
He sticks with it.
You know what else would be solid right now? Had they traded Bregman for Sale at the deadline last year.
Yeah.
And I know Alex Bregman's a good player. I think he's going to be solid. But you'd have Gurriel playing third base. You'd probably have Evan Gattis playing first base. And
your rotation would be
way better.
A32 says, even if the Astros pick up a starter, there's no way their rotation can compete with the likes of the Red Sox.
No.
Or the Indians. But the reality is, the rest of their team's good enough.
Yeah.
And they don't need to have a rotation that good. They just need to have one better than what they have.
What they need with their rotation, I mean, if for this rotation to be good enough, they need Keuchel to return, maybe not to the form that he won his Cy Young year at, but he's got to return to ace-level form.
Right.
And
McCullers has to
take a big step and stay healthy for the whole year.
And if they do that, they still need one more starter.
They probably do because, I mean, who's the rest of your rotation? Is it McHugh and Fires?
Yeah.
And
I mean, basically, you have
Morton.
Three number four guys.
If that.
I mean,
you probably got mostly number five guys.
Yeah. But you could live with those three rotating those two spots if you had a third starting pitcher.
Right. But the problem is, I don't think Keuchel will. I mean, I don't see anything that would make me think he'll return to being what he was 2 years ago.
Well, I don't think he'll. I mean, that was a career year. I don't think he's doing that again, but I think he's going to be pretty damn good. He was dealing with a lot of injuries last year. I think he'll have a bounce back season. Whether or not that's it's not going to be what it was 2 years ago, though. I don't see him repeating
and
that.
And while I love McCullers' stuff, I mean, I don't know if that kid can stay healthy. Once you have one elbow issue, they tend to pile up on you. It's not an ideal part of your body to get hurt when you're a pitcher. But
they were careful with him last year when he hurt that.
Yeah, those two guys have to ball out, though, is what it boils down to.
And it's a possibility. We shall see.
All right, guys. Going to tell you one more time about Allied Outdoor Solutions. They can beautify your backyard with the custom outdoor kitchens, outdoor water features, fire features that you've been looking for, and they can renovate your old faded pool deck or your grayed out patio with a carved stone overlay, which gives you the look of real stone, which looks great on your existing surface for way less money, which feels great to spend way less money. It's trowel, hand carved, custom colored. It looks amazing, and it's twice as strong as concrete. Allied stands behind it with a 7-year warranty. And if your backyard's currently a blank slate, Allied will build it from the ground up. They'll help you on residential and commercial projects, and they'll help you save money as well. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. Save yourself that hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Get a carved stone overlay and get the look and feel of real stone for less money from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Stop by the Allied Showroom. It's at I-10 in the Beltway, or you can check out the Carved Stone Projects photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or give them a call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400. That's 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions. I felt this way before. So
insecure. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.